What does the latest Astros injury report actually tell us? Get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez, Figgy Fig on the steel wheels, and you as well. You can text the show 713-572-4610. Astros coming off those back-to-back losses against the Guardians. We'll try to salvage the final game tonight with Brandon Walter on the mound. 7-10 first pitch against the Guardians here in Houston. Try to get back in the win column. But the Astros released one of those one of their latest injury reports, which was very long. I don't know if we have enough time left in the show.
You got to take a deep breath, that's for sure.
You're not kidding.
Man. It's pretty wild when you look at what the Astros when you go through the Astros injury reports. But my thing is, what does it tell you in terms of hope and promise?
Mm-hmm.
Because they use a lot of catchphrases. By the way, when was the last time you had a planned deload?
Yeah.
Figgy, when was the last time you had a planned deload?
I have no idea.
What is a planned deload?
Yes.
You've been in baseball most of your adult life.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a planned deload?
Never. Never heard that phrase.
Well, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's in there. Before we get into any of these specifics, and we really... This is kind of wild. We're not even going to read all.
No.
Because there's so many. But what was your takeaway from this injury report?
Well, first, I did like a comment yesterday in the text line that said, if you take all the Astros injured players and put them on the A's, you'd have a really good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how many big names are on the injury report. My biggest takeaway, honestly, I know people will jump to like Jeremy Peña, and I think Jordan are the two names we're watching closely. To me, it's still... Like Spencer Arrighetti, who hasn't thrown yet. Now, I know he's scheduled to throw live BP this week, and he did throw the 30 pitches on the side, but still to ramp back up, and we're in July. It happened, I'm trying to do the math here, 3 months ago now at this point. So honestly, because I wasn't surprised by the updates on Jordan and Peña, but it just reminded me again, like, man, Arrighetti still might be quite a few weeks away, and I thought this wasn't going to be 2/3 of the season type of injury, but you know, we'll see. When he's not the closest pitcher, that's my point. There's other pitchers that will probably get back before him, and yeah. I'm surprised by that.
Well, that kind of ties in with mine, because mine, as I went through the whole list here, and we'll give you some of them because they're interesting. My takeaway was, like, really, with very few exceptions, none of these are quote unquote ahead of schedule, as they like to say, or even on a schedule at a place where you would expect them to be. And you mentioned Arrighetti. In the report, it says scheduled to throw a live BP today, which was yesterday, and threw 30 pitches on the side. Is that progress for where he should be?
30 no.
pitches on the side?
I think no, which is why that stood out kind of most to me. I thought he'd be further along. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's already been 3 months, and now he's just finally, 30 pitches is where we're at. We got to ramp it up a little bit, probably face some real game competition, I would think.
Yeah.
So still maybe a couple of weeks. No, I'm surprised. This might be a 4-month injury when it happened. I did not think you were going to lose him for 4 months at the time.
Yeah. And then the other one, this is the planned deload. JP France, he's in Florida, according to the Astros, going through a planned deload. Next live BP is scheduled for Wednesday, which is today. The other one, Luis Garcia, began a rehab assignment in the Florida League. 2 innings pitched, 27 pitches. Can we even expect anything from Luis Garcia?
Yeah, it's fair. When I looked at this, though, I thought, like, he might be the closest one to return.
I mean.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it, man. It wouldn't be, like, to me, if he come back and he's doing something, then that's an extra cherry on top.
Yeah.
But I think the Astros can't sit here and hope these guys come back and step right in like that.
Well, and then these are the two big ones that everybody's interested in. Jordan Alvarez. This is the Astros now. This is their report, and we know that they can be somewhat vague or, you know, overstating, understating, whatever you want to say on their reports. But on Jordan, they said, continues to work out, has not begun to hit yet. Hasn't even begun to hit yet.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't be surprised if that was his season.
I've been saying since the last setback, that's what I said. At the time, Dana Brown did not rule out injury, or I should say did not rule out surgery. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we get worse news here down the road. My expectation for him, best case scenario, is like middle of September is when he returns. I'm not expecting Jordan back anytime in the next month, maybe even 2 months at that point. last couple weeks of the season, save him for October. That's, to me, like best case scenario right now.
I wouldn't be surprised, and maybe this is, you know, irresponsible, but this happened last year, and I ended up being right about it. I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't already had surgery.
Mm.
Like, he's already had surgery on that hand. He hadn't even begun to hit yet. Now, they don't necessarily need to announce that he's had surgery. A lot of teams do, but they don't necessarily need to as well. Then the other one is Jeremy Peña with the left rib fracture, working out in the weight room. No baseball activity yet. So you can cross your fingers and hope maybe the All-Star break and all that, he'll come back, but he hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
But that still kind of worried me, though.
Yes.
Because what if it is something serious and they feel like it's no big deal, just keep doing your workout and get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if it's something where he needs some type of, I don't want to say surgery or anything, but if you need to focus on that, focus on it right now.
Yeah.
Don't wait to the last minute where he's still in pain and all that stuff.
Yeah, that one, from the onset, worried me about how long that could linger. And it's been my complaint with the way the Astros have handled these injuries all along, where Dana Brown came out and said, like, I think he said, to paraphrase, we're hopeful to have him back by the All-Star break. Like, we don't need to put these timelines out there.
Yeah.
And when they asked Joe Espada the other day, thank you, finally.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not answering that. Mm. That's what you should do. I know we want answers. We as fans or media members want clarity in the answers, but they don't need to give us anything. Be more vague, because then you just set the bar too high. Peña, who knows when he's going to return, but originally you gave everyone this idea like, it might only be the 10-day IL. And he'll be back by the All-Star
game. But
they
do that all the time.
I know, and it drives me nuts.
They do it with Tommy John surgery. Like, the pitchers have had Tommy John surgery, and before they announce that, they say, well, he's, you know, throwing on flat ground or something like that. And I'm like,
don't make it seem like it's not a big deal.
Yeah, they're doing
this
themselves.
And then it's a bigger deal than what it would have been.
By the way, a couple of positive things. When I read this report, the one where I kind of went, all right, this might happen, is Chaz McCormick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's already, began the rehab assignment in Sugarland. So that to me is like, all right, that might happen. And then we mentioned this yesterday. The Colton Gordon has been cleared of concussion protocol.
That's good, yeah.
Because they could have had a lot of mud on their face with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that would have been a bad look. So fortunately, he's okay, and I guess we'll be expected to make the next start. Chaz McCormick's the one that, of all these guys, when you talk about like the opportunity that they could have. Right now, you're throwing out Hummel out there in the outfield and Trammell, and Chaz has to be thinking like, man, I wish I could get back there. Here's my chance. Yeah. This would be the best chance for him, and we'll see. He hopefully he's around the corner. Now, Dana Brown did go on the flagship this morning about an hour ago, and he said for Peña, we don't have a time frame, so he's not as positive now with the Peña injury. So I talked to him yesterday. He's feeling really good doing lower body work right now. In regards to Yordan, not hitting yet. Hand is feeling really good. Got the good news with the imaging. Right now, he can hold the bat, can't swing it yet. We're going to let him heal completely, which they probably should have done from the beginning, and then get him some activity.
What's the purpose of saying all of this?
he can hold the bat.
Just not swing. Like, what? Just don't even tell me that part.
You mentioned Seinfeld earlier.
Yeah.
You can take a reservation.
Yeah.
you just can't hold that reservation.
And that's the most important part of the reservation. Just like this is the most important part of being a hitter. You got to be able to swing the bat.
You can hold the bat. You just swing the bat.
Just do like how, you know how somebody asks you how your family, how your brother doing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's cool. Doing damn well. He's going through a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Just say he's cool.
Yeah.
I'll give you an update whenever we get an update. Do a D'Amico Ryan was doing with Christian Harris.
I can't stand the people who give you an honest answer to that. Like, how's the family doing? Oh, well, it's been a tough week. Like, I wasn't actually in. I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah. Judy is really going through a lot right now.
And well, we're still trying to find the father. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Just say everybody cool. The family is cool.
Yeah, I was just trying to say hello. Jeez. I don't need the whole story.
Last one, and I don't know about you, Luke, but I had pretty high hopes for Zach DiCenzo early on in the season.
Yeah, me too.
And DiCenzo, according to them, this is another one that's relatively important to me. He's an outfielder, infielder, you know, can do a little bit of everything. Continues with his running and throwing, has not progressed yet to hitting. Mm. Yet again, not exactly, you know, a positive there.
No. Honestly, I have to admit, I actually forgot about him amongst all these names.
Yeah.
I forgot that he's been out this long.
Mm-hmm.
He's another one, just like Chaz, that this would be a great opportunity. I thought he was swinging the bat pretty well to begin the year, had this injury. Yeah, it's too bad he's not out there. Those guys would be a lot more valuable than, again, Hummel and my buddy Trammell and even Zach Short in the infield.
Yeah.
So hopefully you start to get some of these guys back, which is what actually Dana referenced about the pitching staff earlier. He said, we're going to get some help from some of the guys that are going to come off the IL. You're going to have days like yesterday. It just comes with the territory. And then the last thing on Dana Brown, in regards to the trade deadline, he said, we'll try to be active. Of course, we've been in touch with a lot of teams since mid-May. But with the Astros, with all these names we talk about in the injury report, I mean, that's going to be your trade deadline. You don't even necessarily have to go out and acquire guys if you know these guys are going to come back fairly soon, because there's a lot of reinforcements, the names we just ran through, that can come help bolster this roster whenever they do get healthy. By the way, I know salt in the wound. Some Astro fans are pointing out that Corbin Carroll fractured his wrist for the Diamondbacks. He came back in 15 days.
Yeah.
And so they're like, come on, he had a fractured wrist. He's back. Yordan can't even swing a bat. Pena is out for who knows how long.
That says enough right there.
Yeah.
That says it all right there.
It's tough. Oh, last thing real quick on the injuries. Jake Meyers, he did some running and lower half work yesterday. He's missed the last 2.5 games. Maybe this is an unfair question, but knowing the Astros' reputation, are you worried that there's more at play here at Jake Meyers than just day-to-day?
I'll defer to you on that one.
You got
to
be worried, right? Man. You got to be, even if you're joking around.
Yeah.
In the back of your mind, you got to be a little worried.
Everyone. Like, every one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I know kind of tongue-in-cheek, but maybe not exactly. People are like, ooh, what is it, a calf injury? Right? Is that what they're saying for Jake?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, uh-oh, we hear this a lot in basketball. Then it becomes an Achilles.
Torn Achilles.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, that's the reputation that the Astros have developed for themselves. Hey, question of the day. What's the worst nickname you've ever heard? In sports, in your life, the worst nickname you've ever had or a friend has ever had? Let us know on the text line, 713-572-4610. We'll get to that next in the loop.